was withheld from it. So then I got these other ones that are smooth and don't have sugar on them, and they taste like shit. Aww. And it's a horrible trade-off because the men ones were like mixed berry and they were really good.
Just and, go back.
And you just get a combination. Like, I have like half a jar to finish now.
Yeah.
Because I imagine those things have all will go. I'm getting there.
Also, there's cherry.
That's good shit.
Oh, don't worry. I can keep going.
Twizzler peely kind.
I might get there.
You let me know.
I got
out here so that it doesn't get all annoying.
Twizzlers.
Blender
today?
A new blender?
Yeah. I got the like little bullety smooth one. That's just like a gold, you put the glass on there upside
down.
Yeah. One the hell
out
of
it. Bullet blender blender.
I got like the generic Osprey one.
Oh, this one
looks weird.
Just wait till you get the mic in front of me.
Yeah. Actually, can you turn down the headphones a little bit because I am, or like the main or something, because this is super strong.
It's very possible that the headphones have different natural volume levels.
Okay, mine is like bleeding at this point.
Yeah, mine's really loud.
Okay, mine's comfortable.
Mine's really loud.
Here, do you want to trade for a second for comparison?
Right, yes.
Oh my god, that last thing just... I think I lost a nostril somehow.
Oh,
god.
Oh, these are just like the black ones. All right.
If I just... Wait. I can... Oh, yeah. I'll just wear them, like, kind of off my ears backwards, and then
Princess
they won't...
Princess
Leia. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Okay. I see what you mean.
Yeah.
There are... Those are definitely a lot more muffled. I'm going to start bringing my little black ones.
Or you could bring the Star Wars ones I got you for Christmas.
That's also true. They are incredibly stylish and very strikingly
attractive. Do they look like Princess
attractive.
Leia ones? Been meaning to do that to mine for funnies.
They do not. They are orange with the rebel symbol on them.
Oh, yeah. I know which ones you're talking
that
about.
That series. Okay.
You're my hero. That you were going to say something else?
But those are more for easy listening rather than
so we're definitely not Hall & Oates.
Like you can literally go
what?
And take the owls.
You can take what?
From Harry Potter? Those So I took the potions one last night and failed miserably. I was like, I got this.
Wait, so this is Pottermore?
No.
What is this?
It's MuggleNet.
What is it? I mean, re-describe the thing you're talking about, because I only got halfway into it.
Are you familiar with the owls from the Harry Potter books? Like those big tests that they prepare for?
Oh no, I was thinking of the animal that scared the crap out of Emily while we were playing disc golf. It was like, the owls. It's like, oh, you get to play with owls? I want to play with owls.
I mean, you can get an owl as a pet. I have a cat in Pottermore.
Okay, I'm talking about real life still.
In real life, to get
this conversation
an owl
is...
as a pet, you have to get a special permit from the city.
No, I totally
that.
Know that. I just want to play with it.
Oh, yeah. Through Rivers Park District, Raptor Center. You can volunteer
or just,
and then go play with owls.
Or just, you know, play disc golf and it'll come back and attack us again.
There you go.
That thing is a big sucker.
Yeah. It flew out of the woods and didn't do anything to harm us at all, but Emily was still... scared.
Right near the path. Though, I realized Dave came up with the best description for it. It was video game sized.
Video game sized.
Where you think of the scale of your avatar versus any like creature in a video game. These days it
Ooh.
Makes sense and they're the right
yes,
size,
please.
But way back when, like in the 8-bit era, things were huge.
Or
you.
Even Zelda Ocarina of Time.
I was
like,
just thinking that chicken
looking
size.
At the wingspan of that owl. It was like, huh, it's the weird owl from Zelda.
This is huge.
Freaking huge owl.
Go
was
figure.
It great horn then.
It was gray.
It
I
was
remember
pretty
that.
Great, all right.
Those are sticky. And by this sticky, I mean the Twizzler I'm eating.
Oh, you could have just left that alone.
I thought I would,
People love some speculation in their life.
All right, well then this is sticky.
There you go.
The end.
Or no, Wizarding World.
going back a topic. Back
anyway, this conversation has gone in a direction that is not Harry Potter. I feel compelled to steer it back toward the Harry Potter for my own benefit.
For your okay, what? What? Oh, I
for,
see.
For Katie's benefit.
So the owls.
See, I thought you were being honest for a second there. I was like, what are we going to talk about?
Surprise, Dan.
Damn it. All Harry Potter.
All the time.
So the owls, his exam, what they do.
No, I got that. It's just that every time I heard owls, I thought owls instead of owls.
Well, I think that's what normal people think of as well, is just the animal. But
no, I have a weird Harry Potter people that have a different association.
Yeah, I gave up after 4 because I just didn't care.
So the owls happen, I think, at the end of 5th year. And
okay, that makes more sense now. Right,
yeah. And
just missed it.
For those of you who haven't read the book, don't listen to this part. But then at the end, they cancel the owls because of all the crazy shit that happens in the book. So nobody has to take it. And Hermione is very, very, very sad because she studied very, very, very hard, like the nerd she is. Bless her heart. Adam's fixing my mic now, so if I sound silly, that's all his fault. Twizzlers. Bananas.
You know what?
Felix Felicity.
I feel like I need to rock my own candy if this is
the candy hour.
No.
Now that I feel like I'm slouchy now just to mess with Adam's perfect mic position.
Oh, don't worry. it was funny when Wheels took a jawbreaker because
you can move it however
you want. In the room, I expected that he would be the last person to take one. Because, I mean, he's more atomic fireball kind of guy.
Oh, man. So, Once Upon a Time as a Child, this is a little in childhood story. I gave my father an atomic fireball and told him it was gum because I got it from the ice cream man and I didn't want it. But I'd opened it out of the wrapper and I was like, oh, man, well, somebody should eat it. So I gave it to my dad. And this was back in the day when we had a, like, external washing dishwasher. So, like, you had to wheel the dishwasher over to the sink and hook it up to the sink and then, like, wheel it away. We used it as, like, an island table. Yeah, my kitchen was ghetto. And so
I've never heard of that before.
I'll show you pictures. It's, like, the craziest thing ever. So this dishwasher was hooked up to the kitchen sink. So I gave my dad this Timer fireball, telling him it was gum. He bites into it, like, mad dashes for the sink in the kitchen, which the dishwasher is hooked up to. Gives this, like, like, whimper, and then, like, bolts across the house to the one bathroom that we have. It was the best sight as a child. You knew that after he recovered, you were going to be dead for doing such a great prank.
How did he bite into it?
I don't know.
That's, like, that is impossible.
I know. I was such a mean
child.
Well,
he is a dad.
Explanation for everything.
That's true.
Cool dad.
It was a pretty epic moment.
What I thought had happened was he bit down so hard on it that he chipped a tooth.
Nope. Oh.
So I was just like, yes, I can understand why he's mad and kind of whimpering at the same time.
Nope, it was just that he doesn't like spicy things.
Oh.
So it was kind of a momentous occasion.
As I eat hot tamales.
Oh, I eat them too, like nothing.
I miss the super hot ones.
Oh,
I have not found those in a long time.
I haven't either. John, I used to eat them all the time.
You use red dots, never mind.
Hmm?
For your Abraham Lincoln cookies around.
Yeah.
Their eyes, like, red.
My Abraham Lincoln cookies instead of Santa Claus cookies.
I believe those would be cinnamon imperials.
I think you're right.
That's what those are called.
Yeah. Oh, very the little. Nice. Yeah, the ones in the jar.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And also, those silver balls that you can get to put on.
Those are crap.
Those are actually contain silver. If you eat enough of them, you'll get sick.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yep. You'll turn, like, blue.
Can I sue them?
No. Because it says it on the bottle.
Crap.
Sorry. But I always love when people get that, like, on wedding cakes and stuff. I'm just like, oh, man, all the silver you guys are eating, you have no idea.
And they also have horrible taste.
I ate, like, 5
of them. Those things do not taste good. They don't
taste like anything.
On there.
Oh.
Melt them down and make some silverware.
I don't think
to eat
work.
Better cookies.
Tiny, tiny silverware.
Or cupcakes.
I don't know, like 90% sugar, so you probably just get a whole hot mess.
Hot mess. Hot mess.
Ew.
Katie used that term with me the other day. And to me, it means that you vomited all over the place.
No, that'd be hot sick.
Yeah.
Which, that's not really a better phrase anyway. He's like, wait. Hot sick. You can't make that sound good.
And a hot mess is better?
No, I think it's equally as bad.
Okay, yeah.
But I thought the other end.
When I think of hot mess, I always think of that, like...
Looks like somebody made a mess.
Ew.
No, I don't think
see?
Of that.
There you go. I worked at a preschool.
Yeah.
When?
Back in high school.
Ah, cute. Approved.
No, I'm sorry, you're not too allowed who have worked there. Way back then.
I was just curious.
No, I just assumed you had jurisdiction over preschools.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Preschool is the shit. Scooters, floppy-eared bunnies, color, fake kitchens that won't actually set shit on fire.
It was fun in high school, too, because then you were just the big kid forever.
And we're going to make this village out of blocks, and then, Dan, you're going to come through, and you're going to be the Godzilla and mess up the town, and then we're going to shoot you.
I got in trouble for that as a child, actually. I was shooting Godzilla with a gun, and my teacher made me sit and count to 10 because I used a gun.
Epic.
How un-American, right?
More like very un-Japanese.
Godzilla.
Molly, for the distance away from your mic, you want to be like...
Right here.
You can grab that thing and pull and bring it a lot closer.
You have to love your mic.
Right here.
You gotta be up close and personal with it.
Hello. It helps if you name it. I think I will name mine.
About
Jose.
There is perfect. Where you just were. That
right
was
here.
Good.
Right here. Right here. Right here.
Where you were before.
Okay.
Right there.
Right here.
Comfortably nearby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Comfortably nearby. My mic, Jose.
I mean, it's not like quite sexual harassment distance.
Well, I'm a little too close to my mic.
You're not rubbing your face on it, though, like Emily.
It's like Subway close.
Or like Dave, who rubs his beard, his stubble on the mic screen. It doesn't even work when I try to do it.
I'm worried that I get stuck on mine. Kind of like porcupine style.
Oh.
I was like, I'd worry about like zapping my beard on if I rubbed it, you know?
Ooh, that'd be the worst way to lose a beard.
Epic.
Now I'm actually thinking about it.
Yeah. Rub your socks on the rug really fast and then like touch your mic and see if it works.
Touch your beard to the mic. And then your beard burns off of your face.
Oh, see,
and other consequences.
I thought it like shot straight out through the power of electricity, so it'd look really cool. It's like lots of little
beard hairs going, and they embed themselves in the walls on either side of you.
The really close range ones.
Yes,
I'm rubbing my socks. Here we go.
Oh God, your beard is going to be crazy.
I don't have a beard.
Try your hair. I don't know.
Nah, it's
nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. No shackies. Oh well. That was a good attempt.
It's not dry enough in here.
True.
Alright, it's just the storm. A rainy storm.
Wouldn't mind another one. I like storms.
That's okay. That was really... Well, it was a good storm. Got a lot of the dead branches down, but today was just gorgeous. It was beautiful. Loved it.
I had no idea I was inside all day.
Me too.
I'm sorry. No, I'm inside like every weekend. All weekend I work like 12 hours on Saturday, and then I usually work 8 hours on Sunday. So I have like no clue what goes on a weekend. Saturday, what's that? So I make up for it for beautiful days like this. And cap it off with a wonderful night at the podcast. Oops, hit my mic.
I wish I could enjoy it, but on Sunday I made the horrible choice of walking to dinner with my family, where we went to Muddy Waters, which is up on Lindale. It's a nice place, but it's only a mile away. So I thought, hey, it's nice out. The storm isn't coming. I know that Emily's coming to dinner with me, so she can give me a ride home, so I can walk there. But the day before, I had played disc golf, and I had worn shoes without socks because it was really hot.
Oh.
And so I got a blister, and I thought, okay, well, I don't want to wear shoes with shorts because that looks stupid, because then I have to wear socks. So I'm going to wear sandals. And so I wore sandals, and I walked all the way, mile down. And by the time I got there, I had actually formed legitimately huge blisters on my feet, like on just on my big toes. So I've been walking around, like, kind of all gimpy, like, for the past few days, just so I don't walk on my toes.
That's sad.
It's the weirdest thing.
That's a bummer.
That's up there with, like, sunburning the top of your feet, wearing flip-flops, and then putting shoes on the next day.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Oh, it's so painful. I haven't blistered my feet that bad in a really long time, but I've had recent epic foot problems.
I've only just started bringing sunscreen with me again. Like, I was the worst at that. Every time I came home from school, I'd always drive with my arm out the window, so I'd just have one tan arm and nothing else. It's finally good. No more burn on the one knee.
Awesome. How did you do that? Burn one knee.
Twins game, sitting in the sun, wearing shorts. So when the spray lotion that I have went on, it was standing, so shorts were to here. But then it was hot as madness in the sun. So then they kind of slowly came up to vent,
mm-hmm.
I guess would be the best word for it. And so it's just like one knee. It's just like...
Was it your right knee?
Yes.
My dad burnt his left knee doing the same thing because you bend down to put on the sunscreen so your shorts go over it. Yep.
Epic.
That was interesting.
We share a birthday and we share a common sunburn.
Did you think that was funny? What Katie said just now that you can't hear.
I heard it.
But that's the thing. Like, never mind.
It's more important that I heard it, because that way I could respond.
Part of this mic check won't make sense to the kids at home, because...
Well, it'll be fine.
There are also the times where people go take bathroom breaks. There's that weird break of just like the random conversation right at the end of the mic check that I just leave on for fun, because then if you really listen to them back to back, you could actually hear the moment of silence and all.
Interesting.
And the occasional time where I go right before I say something.
Twizzler stash.
I feel like you have to trim it down a little bit because, I mean, I can't tell things.
She's got
pop.
The handlebar mustache.
Yeah, handlebar,
it is making
maybe.
It right to the end. I thought, like, they were just a little bit lower where you just need to, you know, trim it up a bit.
Well, that would have been Fu Manchu.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fu Manchu stash. That's hard to keep that up and talk at the same time.
That was attractive.
I'm glad that the sound came with it.
Now I can't shoot because I'm nappy. Silent pause.
Well, things are looking pretty good, mic-wise, so...
Sorry.
You can get into the episode.
Molly, could you do me a favor and pronounce your last name for me so I say it right?
Camp.
Camp.
Yeah, just forget the H. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. Summer camp with Molly. Camp Molly.
Hot mess.
That.
The sequel.
Every time I hear hot mess, I always think of like the drunk blonde girl in the bar that's just, you know, done the poof with the hair and comes up, oh my god, this is my song.
Or just all the people of Walmart. Hot mess.
There you go. People of Walmart.
but then by associating your description or Walmart, that hot thing goes away for me.
Yeah, that's so true. Maybe just mess.
Mess.
Right. Well, because it's like the drunk chick at the bar got up all super dressed and was hot at the beginning of the night, but then like drank her face away and now it's just a mess. So she was a hot mess.
Hmm. Yeah, that makes
definition
sense.
Solved.
Yeah.
Win.
I feel like that's just a transition from one to the next. It's almost like you're describing the equator that separates hot and mess. It's for a moment and a half. It's almost like watching a tree go from healthy to starting to lose its leaves. It's like
right.
hot mess.
Right. And that could be that. It could be the transition.
Because I guess I'm more black and white on it. It's either they're hot or they're a mess.
Right. No, I think it's a gray area. Tradition.
Hot mess.
Yeah. We just don't have enough words in the English language, I think, that describe transitional emotions.
Transitional situational appearance.
Right. Just like that website that you posted of all these words that don't exist.
All the missing in language. Words.
Yeah. And a lot of those are like emotional circumstances that you take forever to explain, but then they just put one word to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or just a handful of syllables.
Right. Like German.
Yes. Mm. All right. Well, everything's looking good, as you say. So, oh, I get to do the airplane thing.
Yeah.
So, what will happen is we will do a moment of silence for Frank Oz, and then I will open the show, and I will introduce Adam, and he and I will banter for a second and a half, and then we'll do plugs for the show, and then we'll introduce you guys, then you can talk, then we'll talk about news, and then we will play Movie Bluff. Yes? Good.
Yes.
Made sense?
Sounds all wonderful. Right.
And I also came up with a few more Leonard Maltin categories, if you'd oblige me for the second, the bonus track.
Oh, most definitely.
Good. Because we also didn't finish up Zero Names with Tim Curry. I had a lot of those, so that was going to happen. But I know I owe both of you a water, so this is the best time to use the restroom if need be.
Oh, I should probably
a beverage, anything like that.
You have a manatee on your shirt, Adam.
I do.
And it looks like you right now because it's hooked up to a headphone set thingy. If you go
to the door, close and turn left, KWLC. Wah, wah. Represent.
There's a very couple of videos online, if you would care to search them, of manatees smashing their face into glass because they're like at the zoo or whatever, and they're like, oh, cute, adorable child. And then they swim towards the glass and just go with their noses, and it's fabulously funny.
Oh, I'm going to take a picture.
I've decided this is a new game.
It's very...
That I'm going to play. Where every time she takes a picture of me...
Actually taking a video. Right,
it's very Zoolander of you. It's very Zoolander of you. Pose for my picture.
Pretend to be... Wait a minute. Are you taking a vertical video?
Yep. Hey, Glove and Boots said no.
What? Dropping phone. Can you show you a picture?
I like pictures.
Of.
I like those.
So, Basil, the beagle that we have, I took him to the art center because you can take your dog to work. And he was a really good boy for his first, like, long office day. And he just howled and cried a little bit. No, it's just the beagle from the same. But the only place he wanted to sleep was on top of the desk. So this is him sleeping on the desk at the art center.
That's so cute. I love it.
It's kind of super adorable. Awesome. Everybody I've shown has just been like, oh my god, that's wonderful.
Very cute.
That is so Facebook-worthy.
I have Deems Katie.
I also have a picture for Dan that I need to show him because he's gonna love this.
Water.
Thank you.
Yeah, Jameson.
It's the gold.
Thank you.
I've tried that one. I tried 18. How is the gold?
Amazing. Amazing.
I just have to show you this photo that I took with this phone that I think is amazing.
It tastes like drinking gold. It's so smooth. My brother thought it tasted a little bit sugary.
Look at this. I zoomed in a little bit, but yeah.
Oh man, that's skills. That is an epic picture of a dragonfly Adam is trying to show us right now for those of you at home. And it looks beautiful.
Looks huge.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's how big it. Yep, that's what she said. That is what she said.
I saw some of those bad boys at the Rose Garden today. Eric and I took long, long bikes around all the lakes. We skipped like the aisles because we lived too far. But we stopped and walked the Rose Garden to look at all the beautiful roses in bloom. And yeah, there were like butterflies and dragonflies and bugs of varieties all over. The end.
There were butterflies and dragonflies and butter dragonflies and dragon butterflies
and dragons, small ones. I just found out that there's actually a small winged lizard. It looks just like a dragon, but it's like palm size. It's really, really small, but it's like the closest thing we actually have to a real dragon, and it exists
like in Indonesia or something like that.
Somewhere where lizards are abound in strange varieties.
Abundant with lizards.
What?
We saw that giant dragonfly. I was like, I could ride that.
Katie's found her dragon.
There we go.
You Targaryens. You pesky Targaryens. Wait. Did AJ decide you were a Lannister or a Targaryen? Oh, yeah, that's right. You're a Lannister.
I'm not a Bannister. Since I don't watch the show.
I don't watch the show either.
Yeah, I don't either. Actually.
But I was watching some South Park today, and he was trying to... The teacher that they all have was trying to explain the history of the world using that show. It was big lols. The end.
Okay.
You would love Game of Thrones.
I'm sure I would.
And you too, Molly.
Me too.
Yeah. Good. We've told you that before.
Yeah, though. You have, and I just still haven't watched it yet.
We should have a Game of Thrones beginning.
Yeah.
I have season
New
one.
New party.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I would totally watch it again.
Yep. We should do that then.
Okay.
Okay.
As soon as the basement is back to normal. Or we can bring it over to Katie's house.
Oh, we do that, yes.
Everybody ready?
Yep.
You now you have to deal with me.
We're friends now.
Whoa.
Okay.
We'll go to Katie's house.
And I have all of your pets. Now you have to come over. At least to claim them.
Finally.
Did the script finally come up, or?
No, every time I opened it and in the email to download it,
yes,
I would open it up in the little Office app I've got on here,
mm-hmm.
and then I would try to find it again the next episode in the recent documents thing, and it wouldn't show up. I finally decided, you know what, screw it. I'm going to save as on internal storage and the SD card in like three different folders. Well, not really three different folders, just on the internal and the SD,
yeah.
And I think... Yeah, it's working now.
Cool.
It actually shows up now. Hooray.
Good. And I will try to remember to always do Facebook as the last one. Because every time, like, I'll start to say Facebook, you're like, I'm ready.
Oh. Oh. He said Facebook.
It's my turn. So I'm going to appease your want.
Yeah. Or just give me a nod or something.
Yeah. That too.
I'll feel it out.
Yeah. After Facebook.
Keep feel.
Okay, so.
Yes.
Indeed.
Moment of silence for Frank Oz. Ooh, you know what I almost did? I almost said Wednesday.
Sacrilege. Really?
I don't know why. It's been that kind of day where I wish it was Wednesday. You know, it's that much further into the week. But yeah. No, it's Tuesday, and I remembered. Real moment of silence for Frank Oz.